Price. Visit the McCain Performance Series website for the latest news on the best shows in the Flint Hills.
We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples and Dave Lewis, joined here by Manhattan High School Principal Greg Hoyt, who is retiring here at the end of the school year. We're kind of having some fun discussing some memories here in the school district. I want to ask you, with the new principal taking over, Michael Dorst, announced I think last month, or maybe it was in March, now that we're in May, as the new principal taking over for you, what piece of advice would you or maybe have you given to him in that new capacity?
Well, so I've spent the last 6 years with Michael at the high schools. He's one of my assistants. And my initial advice to him was to slow down. He doesn't have to do everything right now. He's a go-getter. He's ambitious. He wants to do everything. But I told him, I'm still the principal for a couple more months, so let me do some things. And there certainly won't be any decisions that I will make that will impact him moving forward without passing it through him. He's going to do fantastic. He's got a very broad knowledge of the huge umbrella that is secondary education, and education across the board in the state is moving in a direction where the focus is on all kids and not four-year colleges, but four-year colleges and two-year technical degrees and directly into the workforce. And I mean, today we've got over 60 employers up at the high school right now with five area high schools visiting, targeting students that might not be college-bound students, but opportunities to move directly into the workforce in this area. And workforce issues are huge in our region. So Michael has had his hand elbows deep in organizing that. Last year was our first attempt. This year is even bigger and better. So Michael gets it, and the high school will be in very good hands with his leadership.
And I know you'll probably still, when you're not there in the future, you'll probably still be a keen observer to what's going on in Manhattan High School. What do you see for the future here in the next maybe 5 years for that school?
Well, certainly getting the facility size increased and moving students back in will be the biggest challenge. It's exciting, but I think there are a lot of opportunities for what that will look like. How will the program delivery look different? I'm very interested to see how the relationship with the district and specifically Manhattan High School and the Manhattan Area Technical College, which has grown leaps and bounds in the last 5 years, continues to develop. So we're on a good track. Just need to keep moving forward on the track that we're on.
What is your enrollment out there?
Just a little bit south of 1,800 in grades 9 through 12.
Okay, wow. And at some point here, if you continue to see growth here, is that going to – is there a threshold where you want to maybe start looking or maybe considering expansion or anything like that?
Well, so I don't know how much you know about the West Campus site, but it's landlocked. So the only place that you can grow is grow vertically, and that building doesn't need to grow vertically anymore. With the expansion that will occur with construction, the capacity of that building will go up to almost 2,200. I don't think anybody wants a high school the size of 2,200, but at the same time, you need to fill buildings. You can't have buildings be half full. So that's probably a 20-30 year down the road question. And I know the board has tried to really set vision for what benchmarks would need to be reached in terms of student enrollment before other options are considered.
Okay. Well, I've got just a couple minutes here. I'll ask you just, you know, and to reflect here, maybe some of your proudest accomplishments. I know you probably can't think of all of them, but
yeah, I don't know that I've accomplished anything. Building leadership is important, but buildings aren't whoever the principal is. It's really the people that surround you. And so, in 31 years, I've just been able to be surrounded by so many incredible people and incredible teachers and incredible students, and what our kids are doing at the high school. Pick the program, pick the area, arts, music, performance, athletics, whatever it is, it's just off the charts awesome. And so it's been a great 31-year ride, and I'm ready to close that chapter and move on.
Well, we wish you all the best here, and thanks for coming out and kind of having a reflection with us here on In Focus today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And on behalf of a grateful community, thank you for all you have done, and good luck in your new career at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Thank you, Dave.
I got to know. I bet that's exciting for you. It's 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN. A reminder, programming note, Royals on KMAN early today, beginning at 11:30.